السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وأصحابه الأسفياء. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا، سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود، ذلك مثلهم في التوراة، ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فازره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار، وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة، وإن كان عبدا حبشيا فإنه من يعش منكم بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا، فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. My dear brothers and elders, I begin in the name of Allah, and I thank Him and praise Him and glorify Him, and I seek His forgiveness and ask Him to send His infinite mercy upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to forgive our sins and to enlighten our hearts with His love and love for His beloved Prophet, love for His family, love for His companions, and love for the people that Allah loves, and to guide us all to the right path so that we can all live like Muslims, die like Muslims, and rise like Muslims on the day of Qiyamah. Dear brothers, it's how people live is how they will die, and how they will die is how they will be raised. We are living in times of fitan and fasad, evil and corruption, regarding which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied 1400 years ago that there will come a time, الرجل يبيع دينه بأرض من الدنيا, when all people will be concerned about is their worldly material welfare. They will sell their iman for a meager worldly gain. يُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِيُ كَافِرًا. They will be Muslim in the morning, kafir by the evening. وَيُمْسِيُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. Muslim in the evening, kafir by the morning. It's not easy for us to live like Muslims now. It's never been easy, and it will never be easy. Nobody ever said Islam is about ease and comfort. In fact, Islam is about struggle, hardship, oppressing one's desires, giving preference to Allah, submission to Allah, obedience to Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about sacrificing your worldly pleasures and preparing for the everlasting life of the hereafter. Allah says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَإِن يُتْرَكُوا وَإِن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. You think Islam is straightforward? Allah has made Islam easy, but easy for those who submit and are prepared and to commit themselves and submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla wa ala. But do the people think, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَإِن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ? You think you can claim to be mu'mins and believers and you will be just let off and free to do as you please and you will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, I have definitely, surely, always put the believers through trials. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So that Allah can distinguish between those who are truthful and those who are merely claimants. You can't just claim to be a believer and expect not to be tested. You will definitely, surely be tested. We are living in times of fitan and fasad, evil and corruption, in which times it's easier to hold on to burning charcoal than to hold on to deen. But There is no need to despair. As they say in English, when the going gets tough, then the tough get going. مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِسُنَّتِي عِنْدَ فَسَادِ أُمَّتِي. Those who hold on to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah, his teachings, in the times of fitan and fasad and evil and corruption, فَلَهُ أَجْرُ شَهِيدٍ أَوْ فِي رِوَايَةٍ مِئَةَ شَهِيدٍ. For them there will be the reward of martyrs. Up to 100 martyrs. It's not easy, but the reward for those who commit themselves are not merely Muslims and believers by their tongue, but are mu'mins through and through. That's a real mu'min. A mu'min, a believer. A believer who submits himself to Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyid al-Awwaleen wal-Akhireen, Rahmatul lil-Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyyin. Allah sent him to this world and to lead people from darkness to light, to recite his verses upon them, to purify them and to teach them the book and wisdom. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. Surely before they were in misguidance, but with the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah guided them, Allah endorsed their hearts with iman. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And their hearts were enlightened, endorsed, beautified, enlightened with the noor of iman. They don't need our approval to approve them as believers. Allah Rabbul Alameen, Ahkamul Hakimeen, Alimun Bidhati Sudur, Ala Kulli Shayin Qadir, Wahuwa Bikulli Shayin Alim. He himself is a witness to their iman. Ulaika Alladheena Imtahana Allahu Qulubahum Littaqwa. They were people. And there were people, they were judged by Allah, examined by Allah, scrutinized, x-rayed, scanned by Allah. Many of your students, you might yourselves, have studied in universities, colleges. Your examinations might have been set by the Oxford, Cambridge board, Harvard and other universities. But the students, the disciples, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were such that Allah himself oversaw, supervised their teaching, their training, their upbringing, and then Allah himself tested them. Ulaika alladhina imtahana Allahu qulubahum litaqwa, and then promised them and then awarded them such high distinctive marks. Lahum maghfiratun wa ajrun azim, promised them total forgiveness and such blessed rizq. And declared them, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. They are such thoroughbred mu'mins, not just claimants, they are mu'mins through and through. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. In fact, they are such mu'mins, and they are the benchmark, they are the standard. If anybody wants to believe, till the day of Qiyamah. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. If anybody believes like they believe, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then and only then can they be guided. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, and if anybody turns away, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, they are rejected, they are in darkness, they are rejected. فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, and they became such wonderful. Allah had destined them to become such. In fact, Allah had chosen the beloved companions, the noble companions of the beloved Prophet of Allah, right from the beginning. And just as Allah talked about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of previous prophets, in fact, previous prophets were given nubuwwat and risalat on the condition that they will believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is in the Quran. And this is no fabricated or weak hadith from any collection. And this is in the Quran, Surah Ali Imran. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. When Allah said, well, I give you book, nubuwwah and risalat, and then comes unto you my Rasul, then you will have to, no choice, obligation, you will have to believe in him and assist him. أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكُمْ إِسْرِ. Do you agree? قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا. They agreed, Ya Allah, we agree. قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Remain a witness. Allah said, I am a witness that you have agreed. All the prophets were aware from Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be sent to this world. And they informed their respective nations. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ. And then, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. When Rasulullah came, the scholars of the previous scriptures were witness, they used to recognize Rasulullah from a distance. Not just when he came close into contact and he started talking to them. When they would see him walking, talking, they will know he is Khatabun Nabiyeen, the Nabi which has been referred to in the previous scriptures. In fact, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, his main mission, one of his main responsibilities, was to pave the way for the coming of Rasulullah. Ya Bani Iswaid, qala Isa ibn Maryam, Ya Bani Israel, inni Rasulullah ilaykum musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawra wa mubashiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. O Bani Israel, I am messenger of Allah unto you all, and I bear witness to what was sent before you, and I'm telling you there is a Nabi Rasul to come after me. His name will be Ahmad. He was referred to in the previous scriptures as Ahmad. He's known in the heavens as Ahmad and on the earth as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Jews and the Christians, the Jews especially of Medina, when they used to get into conflict with the natives, Allah says in the Quran, وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The Jews used to pray to Allah and seek victory with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us victory with the barakah of your Nabi who you will send afterwards. And Allah would give them victory. وَكَانُوا يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ. يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ in Arabic means to ask for forgiveness, for ask for victory. And the Jews used to ask for victory through a victory from Allah with the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. When Rasulullah came, they recognized him, but they rejected him. فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. May the curse of Allah be upon such kafirs. Just as Allah made the Jewish and the Christian scholars aware of Rasulullah, and the Anbiya of Bani Israel made them aware of coming of Rasulullah, so Allah made them aware of the companions of Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. This is a claim, a statement, declaration. What's the proof and evidence? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Those who are with him. Great people are known for their great achievements. Great teacher, professor is known to be great by the student, by his legacy he leaves behind in his followers and students. Look at the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are with him, they are ample proof that he is the Rasul that he claims to be. Look at what they were, what they became. Allah is proud of them. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Not only is Allah happy with them, they're happy with Allah. Yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. Allah loves them. Allah loves them and they love Allah. Allah loves them and they love Allah. Ashidda'u ala al-kuffar. They are very firm against the kuffar. رحماء بينهم, amongst themselves. And they are so good, so merciful, so brotherly, so caring, loving. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They give preference to one another over themselves, even though they are in need and desperation themselves. They are companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they do all this. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. You will find them in ruku and sujood. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. All they care about is the rida, is the pleasure of Allah and His fazl and mercy. That's all they seek. They don't want any appreciation even. They don't want any fame. They don't even want to be recognized. All they do, all they want is the fazl and the pleasure of Allah. Who is saying this? Allah Himself is saying this. Alimun bidhati sudur. The one who knows what people reserve in their hearts. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. It's clear from their faces how they spend their nights. Other people, when they come for Fajr, you know, they just got up. But Allahu Akbar, Sahaba, they're weeping, they're crying, their prayers at night. The noor and the barakah of all this would shine upon their faces. And people would recognize them and see them as truthful, honest, sincere people. This is not a fatwa of a modern, some scholar from a village in India, Pakistan. This is Allah Rabbul Alameen, Ahkamul Hakimeen, Rabb Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Allah Rabbul Alameen's fatwa. Allah's appreciation of the companions of Rasulullah, how they are sincere, how dedicated, loyal, faithful, obedient to Allah. And then Allah spoke about them. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. Allah spoke ample about them in Torah and Injil, giving various examples. And then, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has promised them. This is Allah's promise. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Be aware, Allah's promise is haqq. لَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدًا. Allah is not like you and me. We promise something and we forget and we ever do. We don't even acknowledge that we promised anyone anything. لَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا أَهْدَلَ. He who can't keep his promise, what sort of a man is he? No principle. Deen is a matter of principles. That man has no deen. That man has no principles. He is not a man of his word. He's good for nothing. لَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا أَهْدَلَ. That is people, but Allah, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. One of Allah's names, Al-Haq. Allah is Haq, قَوْلُهُ Haq, وَوَعْدُهُ Haq. Allah is Haq, His word is Haq, His promise is Haq. Oh, you people, be aware. Listen, not just with these ears, listen with the ears of your hearts and take it in here. Because Allah has promised the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgiveness, not just forgiveness, but the highest reward. And not just for one or two, Allah has promised every one of them. Kullan wa'ada Allahul husna. They have all been promised goodness. And those who have been promised goodness, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ. Allah says, those who have been promised goodness from me, they are guaranteed immunity from me. Immunity from Jahannam. That these people who were with Rasulullah will never ever enter anywhere near Jahannam. And they will enjoy the highest ranks in Jannah. This is Allah's promise to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the highest of them all, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, the first person to embrace Islam. Not just embrace Islam, but to give da'wah, bring people to Islam, spend his last penny not upon building a house, decorating, eating and feeding just himself and his family. He, Abu Bakr, spent his last penny upon Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasulullah promised him such Jannah. Rasulullah said, I know a man, when he comes to Jannah, Jannah will open out with all its gates to welcome Abu Bakr. Amen. Sahaba inquired, who, ya Rasulullah? Then the Prophet replied, who else but Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa? Abu Bakr specially is the only Sahabi, himself a Sahabi, both his parents were Sahaba, all his children were Sahaba, some of his grandchildren were also Sahaba. 4 generations of Sahaba in one family, and the family of only Abu Bakr. Allah blessed him in dunya in such a way. Both his parents, his mother became a Muslim before Fath Makkah, his father became a Muslim on the day of Fath Makkah, all his children, Muhammad, Abdurrahman and Abdullah, were also Muslims. Some of his grandchildren, Abdullah ibn Zubair was his grandson from his daughter Asma, his daughters Asma and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And one of his sons, Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr, one of his sons, Abu Atiq, Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmahullah, has stated this in Tariqul Khulafa. He was also a Sahabi. 4 generations of Sahaba in one family, and only one family, and that is the family of Abu Bakr. And the Prophet said, "Ma nafani malu ahadin qat ma nafani malu Abi Bakr." No one's wealth has given me as such benefit as Abu Bakr's wealth. Allahu Akbar. And people have the audacity, the foolishness, the ignorance, the arrogance, and the kufr to label Abu Bakr as kafir, na'uzubillah. Some of you might know, some of you might not know. I don't beat around the bush. The whole Shia world from the 4th century, every reputable Shia scholar who's written any reputable book has declared Abu Bakr kafir, Umar kafir, Uthman kafir, Aisha kafir, Hafsa kafir, all the Sahaba kafir. Every Shia book, you go to the internet. Many of you probably got smartphones. Many phones are more smart than many men today. Type in Sheikh Google, Mullah Baqir Majlisi, rather Majusi, and Sheikh Google will tell you the most powerful Shia scholar of all times. He's written many books, and they form the foundation of Shia beliefs worldwide today. Hayatul Qulub, one of his books, volume 2, page 923. I have the books with me. If anybody doesn't believe me, I will show you his books. He says, when Rasulullah passed away, all Sahaba with the exception of 4, Ali, Miqdad bin Aswad, Salman Farsi, Abu Dhar Ghifari, with the exception of these 4, every one of them became murtad. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Every one of them became murtad, na'udhu billah. It's not a question of the honor of Sahaba. It's a question of the integrity and honor of Muhammadur Rasulullah. In your masjids, in your colleges, any professor is given a class of 100 students. And after many years of teaching and training, if when they are examined, only 4 students pass, what will you say? What sort of a teacher or professor is he? And I posed this question yesterday at a masjid, and one of the brothers, they said, rotten teacher. And I'm sure no one will dispute it. So when Shias, they say, after 23 years of nubuwwat and risalat, being presented with 100,000 sincere sahaba, companions, loyal, committed, devoted, the moment Rasulullah leaves the world, his eyes close, 99,996 all fail, betray him, turn their backs to Allah. What does that say for Rasulullah? That his mission was a total failure. He was a failure. He failed miserably that only four were ever taught and trained to stand steadfast. Is that the Rasul you believe in? Is it? Come, are you all asleep or are you all mesmerized or what? Is that the Rasul you believe in? No, we believe anyone who saw Rasulullah just once, not 23 years, not 1 year, 2 year, once. And Rasulullah himself said, لا تمس النار مسلما. Any Muslim claiming to be a Muslim, read kalima at my hands and see me once. And the Prophet has given assurance, لا تمس النار مسلما رآني أو رآ من رآني. Seen me once or seen someone who has seen me, the fire of Jahannam will never touch them. But 150 million Shias, they claim every one of those people who used to walk with Rasulullah, talk with Rasulullah, eat with Rasulullah, dine with Rasulullah, and listen to Rasulullah, pray behind Rasulullah, they were all hypocrites. And many Muslims now, because they do business with Shias, their worldly, financial, monetary interests are affiliated with Shias. Their sympathy, their friendship, their loyalty, and their sincerity is with the enemies of Rasulullah and with his companions. With the enemies of Rasulullah and the enemy of the companions of Rasulullah. When we say, and these people who insult these people, they are kafirs. They reject the Quran. They say, this is not the complete Quran. They insult Abu Bakr, they insult Aisha, they insult Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and that Umar especially. They don't just insult them, they curse them. And if you don't believe me, go on YouTube. YouTube, there is a very outspoken Shia scholar. His name is Yasir Habib, but I call him Yasir Khabees. He's done endless talks. Aisha, stand upside down, burning in Jahannam. And Muslims, supposed Muslims, they sympathize with these Shias. They dine with these Shias. They are friends with these Shias. Maulana, don't call them kafir. They read kalima. They read namaz. They have masjids. They go to hajj. They read Quran. Well, didn't Abu Bakr do all this? Didn't Umar do all this? Didn't Aisha do all this? Didn't Hafsa do all this? All 100,000 Sahaba, didn't they do all this? But the Shias have the audacity, the foolishness, and the nerve and the audacity to declare not one, not two, all of them kafirs. And people's sympathies, they lie not with Rasulullah, not with his companions, but with these kafirs. How will you face Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah? How will anybody who's friendly with such people, how will he face Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah? The beloved Prophet of Allah said, Imam Nawawi rahmahullah, one of the greatest muhaddisun of the Islamic Ummah, Imam Nawawi, he's written a wonderful book entitled Riyadus Salihin. And this is a very famous, accepted, widely read book all over the Arab world especially. Translated into English and Urdu as well. He's dedicated a chapter. Bab tahreem qawluhu li muslim ya kafir. Haram to call another Muslim kafir. And in there, sahih hadiths from Bukhari, he is quoted. Man da'a rajulan bil kufri aw qala aduwallahi wa laysa kadhalika illa hara alayh. Whosoever calls another person ya kafir, who calls him an enemy of Allah, وَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ, and it is not as he has stated, إِلَّا حَارَ عَلَيْهِ أَيْ رَجَعَ عَلَيْهِ, that kufr will bounce back at him. إِذَا قَالَ الرَّجُلُ لِيَخِيهِ يَا كَافِرْ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهَا أَحَدُهُمَا. When a man calls his brother a kafir, then it becomes binding upon one of them. If the person you are calling is a kafir, okay, if not, it will come back to haunt him. وليس كذلك إلا رجع عليه وإن كان كما قال وإلا رجع عليه.
If it's not as he has said it, then it will come back to haunt him.
I ask you, was Abu Bakr Muslim or kafir? Was Umar Muslim or kafir? Aisha Muslim or kafir? So when these people call them kafir, why have you any hesitation to understand and know that people calling Abu Bakr, Aisha, Hafsa, Sahaba, they are themselves kafir? This is not a matter just emotional issue. This is emotional to Allah as well. Allah doesn't tolerate any nonsense from anybody when it comes to the honor of Sahaba. Allah has made them the benchmark and standard. And now we are living in times fitan and fasad all over the world. In other parts of the world, even Saudi Arabia, in Medina, there are 40,000 registered Shias. Saudi Arabia, 500,000 Shias. Bahrain, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Iran, India, Pakistan, many places worldwide. South Africa now, you've got your more than fair share of deserving Shias. And because people have do business with them, they work with them, their worldly affairs and interests affiliated with them, they dine with them, they sit with them, they sympathize with them, and these Shias are preying on your honor in the name of Muta. They are disgracing, humiliating, preying on your daughters. But people are asleep. They don't want to know. I go to places and people say, Maulana, don't talk about controversial issues. Unite the Ummah. How can you have unity with someone who insults your mother? If somebody swore at your mother, insulted your mother, insulted your daughter, you will dine with them? Will you dine with them? Call them to your house, go to their house, smile at them? Your mother, my mother, your daughters, my daughters, the Ummah, the whole, the mothers and the daughters of the all the world, Wallahi al-Azim, they have no, the daughter and the wife, the daughter of Abu Bakr, the wife of Rasulullah, is much, much more honorable in the eyes of Allah. So someone insults them, you have a mother, you go home. Allah forbid, may Allah never bring such a day when any Muslim insults his mother. But if you go home and say to your mother, you are not my mother anymore, I don't care. Very bad, very sinful, disgraceful, shameful, but you won't become a kafir because of that. But if anybody says, Aisha is not my mother, Hafsa is not my mother, Wallahi al-Azim, that person will instantly become a kafir because Allah said she is your mother. وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. The Prophet's wives are the mothers of the believers. And if anybody doesn't regard Aisha and Hafsa as his mother, he is a munafiq, because only mu'mins respect Aisha and Hafsa and all the other wives of Rasulullah as their mothers. This is a sign of, this is a matter of your iman. It's not a trivial issue. It's a fundamental issue. Just as your families are close to your heart, you will be prepared to sacrifice your work, your business affiliations and others for your family. The honor of the family of Rasulullah, his companion, is an issue close to the heart of Rasulullah. And especially Abu Bakr and Umar. And they are with Rasulullah from 1400 years to this day in his grave. They will remain with him till the day of Qiyamah, with him, rise with him. The Prophet was walking once with Abu Bakr and Umar. Abu Bakr on the right, Umar on the left. He put his hands on their shoulders. He said, Hakada nubathu yawm al-qiyamah. Abu Bakr and Umar especially will be with Rasulullah on the, with him in the grave, shall remain with him till Qiyamah, rise with him, be with him on the pond and beyond. And anybody burning can burn all the way to hell. And their love is essential part of our deen. It's a very important issue, brothers.
And regarding the issue, alhamdulillah, we have a conference tomorrow. There is a special program tonight after Isha, Masjid Nurul Islam in Lanesia. There will be a detailed talk on Shia beliefs with proofs and quotes from their books. I have the original books with me and with proofs and quotes from them. And inshallah, tomorrow, Isha Salat, there is around 8 o'clock, Lanesia Masjid Nurul Islam. And tomorrow, between Asr and Isha, special conference, I will be there. Other distinguished ulama have also been invited, likes of Mufti Zubair Payat Saab in the CIS Masjid in Lodium. CIS Masjid Lodium, after Asr from 5 o'clock onwards till Isha. Humble appeal, humble request. I don't want money from you. May Allah give you even more. But what we do request is a few hours of your time so that you can be enlightened, save yourselves, save your children, generations to come from this severe fitna, and they are taking you away from Iman, away from Islam, and injecting the hearts of true Muslims with kufr and hatred for the beloved companions of the beloved Prophet of Allah. Jazakumullah khair. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad.